While individuals compete in track and field events, there's often a team component to the standings, with points awarded for each team member for the events in which they place. Now imagine a national collegiate finals in which a one-person team won the championship. That's just how amazing this athlete was. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1932, Babe Diedrichsen won the AAU National Track and Field Championships as a one-woman team, an accomplishment that led her to compete in the 1932 Olympic Games.
She ended up competing in the javelin throw, the hurdles, and high jump. In those, she got gold in the javelin, and she set the world record.
Sadie Atha shares the story from the Babe Diedrichsen Museum in Beaumont, Texas. Babe also won gold in the 80-meter hurdles and silver in the high jump when the judges broke a tie on technique. Those medals are on display here at the museum. But Babe was talented in many sports and soon began focusing on the game of golf, where she perhaps made her biggest impact.
She won 82 tournaments in her whole lifetime and even consecutively had 17 winning titles and was the first American to win one of the British tournaments. She really made a name for herself, and that really goes into why she's the world's greatest female athlete.
She was a founding member of the LPGA, opening the doors for more women to compete in the game of golf. And it was the game of golf that led her to marriage.
She married George Saharis, and he was a pro wrestler, and they met accidentally because they were paired together for a golf tournament with a minister, and the minister actually won because they were so enamored with each other.
They were married in 1938. In 1953, at the age of 42, Babe Diedrichsen was diagnosed with cancer. She died 3 years later. Her life was but 45 years, but her accomplishments across so many sports earned her the title of Female Athlete of the Century by the Associated Press. Although decades have passed, her story remains an inspiration. Her accomplishments across so many sports, perhaps to never be equaled. Traveling the countryside in Beaumont, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.